Good morning. Welcome to another show of Word with your boy DJ Mike OD. We're back, guys. We're back. It's another beautiful Saturday morning. It's a little bit chilly out there today, actually. A little chilly warm. A little mist. But I like it, though. I like it. I like that. So you were just listening to our lovely automated system. Sorry, I'm a wee bit late today, lads. Wee bit late. But I'm here. Don't worry. I got you. Yeah, wee bit late. But we are back. I'm loving it. How you been? Because I've been alright. It's been an interesting week. I'm just logging in right now, so I'm kind of, what's the word? Stalling, if you will. But, that happens. If you saw my promo for my show, actually, yes, follow me at Instagram, at mike.o.d. Follow me on Snapchat, MJOD17. That's where I promo my show. I do a little weekly post, weekly story, and I was like, yo, tune in. That's pretty much it. So if you're ever, if you ever want to know what's up with the show, swing me a follow. Yeah, it's at mike.o.d on Instagram. Excuse me. Yeah, those are allergies. That's allergies right there. Fun, right? Fun. No, yeah, I'm dying out here. Allergies ain't it, chief. Ain't it. As I'm still walking here. Mio bad, oh my guys. Mio bad, oh. Nope. Yeah, we're in. All right. Shout out to all 7 of you, all you lovely faces out there. We're back with another edition of Word with your boy DJ Mike OD. So man, what were we thinking of playing today? There's so many options out there. I'm gonna start off with a song my dad actually showed me. It's funny. I went home this last weekend after my show last weekend. Which obviously you tuned into. I went home, and just for like Easter, a little celebration of the family, and my dad drove me back home Sunday night. Back to school. Oof, what does that say about me? And my dad drove back to school on a Sunday night, and he played the song for me. He's like, "You ever hear the song, The King of Rock and Roll by Prefab Sprout?" And I'm like, "I can't say I ever have." We played it, and he's like, yo, back in, like, 19, I want to say he said 86. He says back in 1986, he moved county in Ireland. My parents from Ireland. And he moved county, and the song apparently was literally, like, everywhere. Music is the only thing they played, apparently. And I was like, that's kind of amazing because I've never heard a song before in my life. Let's see, when this puppy come out? 88, actually, 1988. So a bit 2 years after. But he was saying how popular it was. And like I like to think of myself as a big 80s, 80s rock guy. But I guess I missed out on like this massive hit, apparently, from like that time. Or whatever, and that's just kind of interesting to me. So we'll play that one. I want to get a little. It's a lighthearted. It's super catchy. You'll see what I mean. You probably haven't heard it either because it's never really made it in America. But we'll play now. Then it'll catch on. 30, 40 years later. Wait, no. Is it 40? No, it's 30 years later. I can't do math. All right, this next one's called "The King of Rock N Roll with an N. Thinking of Rock and Roll by Prefab Sprout on Word with your boy DJ Michael D. Hope you like it.
Thank you. like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angel. Lonely as I am, together we cry. Streets, 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. I don't ever want. I don't ever wanna feel
Where you wanna go, who you wanna be, or what you wanna do, just come with me. Oh, I saw God, then I saw the fountains. You and me, girl, sitting in the Swiss mountains. Me, oh my, oh me and I, oh, freer than a bird, cause I'm rocking Ohio. Around the world, I feel dutiful. Take a wife, cause life is beautiful.
And we're back. So, you heard that last one was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Around the World. Before that was, once again, the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Under the Bridge. And that first song we heard today was Prefab Sprout, the King of Rock and Roll, a nice little 80s hit from the UK. I guess I was in a Red Hot Chili Peppers mood. I don't even know. I do know. Last night I was going to bed, and I was like, oh man, I gotta play some Chili Peppers. That's exactly what the doctor ordered. In my opinion, that's what I wanted. So I played two. Two goodies. But a bit different, like, vibe, I think. But it was good though. It was good. So we're chilling. 7:20. If you can't tell from my voice, I feel very under the weather. It's like, it's not, excuse me, I'm sorry. It's not like I'm sick. I think it's the allergies. It's more of an allergy kind of cough right now. Like, I feel like scratchy in my throat. And you can probably hear right now. I hear right now. So, like, I'm sure you can hear it over these nice microphones. Yeah. But nah, we're chilling. We're doing all right. You know? If I can make it out here, you can too. No, that's not what I was trying to say. But you know what I'm trying to say, though. I'm out here. I'm out here for y'all. All right. But you know who's out here for me, like, physically? Nobody. No, no one is here. Once again, if you hadn't guessed, guys, I'm in the studio alone. I'm mixing in the lab alone. It happens. I didn't actually really try this time. I kind of just, like, asked one person, like, days ago, and then she was like, probably not. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fair. So, we're chilling. But, you know, we can say that. We can say that we are alone in here. And, you know, I have a little tradition here. Whenever I am by my lonesome, I play a specific song. Pulling up right now. A little ditty called Nobody by Mitski. I'm a big fan of Mitski. As one of my friends said, she is the woman in rock today. I guess I couldn't argue with him on that. Woman in music, man, that's what we're here for. I took a class on it. A class on woman in music. Super good course. If you're at Tufts, I recommend all of y'all take that. It's over in the music department. I don't know if it's every fall, but I took it in the fall. Super good course. But yeah, I'm gonna play that for y'all right now. So this next one is called Nobody by Mitski on Word.
So I open the window to hear sounds of people, to hear
Just need There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
So thank you for that ladder safety PSA. That was one of those odd. That was one of our automated PSAs we have in here. That was interesting, I got to say. It was had a very almost joking tone. I clicked on it, I was like, ladder safety, it should be an interesting topic for a PSA. And the guy was like laughing, and then I tell him his own promo. He's like, there's something dangerous in your house. Like making like joking, like joking with the almost the absurdity of it. That was funny, actually. I thought it would be funny because like the topic is already kind of lent itself to be funny, but the guy was like making fun of himself in his own promo. That was interesting. But no, yeah, it is 7:30, so that's our promo time. I normally read from the promo book right here. I don't know, I want to check out some of these, I'm blanking on the word. Some of these, like automated, not automated, yeah, whatever. Some like they're in the system PSAs. There's a ton of them. Some interesting topics, but they're all pretty dark, and I'm not trying to be that too dark with like some heavy hitting stuff at 7:33 in the morning. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll go ladder safety. Like, it's no joke. It's gonna be wrong. Like the guy was saying there, it leads to a ton of accidents and please don't play with ladders. Like, but I did choose it because it was definitely more less intense for this early in the morning. I wasn't trying to hear about like, you know, like some sad stuff. Maybe that's just me, but yeah. So that was those last two songs you heard before our lovely ladder safety video. Those last two songs were Modern Love by David Bowie. Before that was Nobody by Mitski. Two goodies right there. Two bops, if you will. Two very different vibes. No, very different like song themes. Yeah, I play Nobody every time I'm in here with Nobody. If you couldn't guess, it's a good song though. It's nice to have a little music tradition on the show. But no, it's a good song for sure. And I love Mitski. Big fan of her work, and that song is goodie for sure. And then kind of like going from a sad song that slaps to like a really upbeat song. I actually don't know necessarily what it's about. Modern Love. I mean, I'm going to assume it's about a modern love. But what is modern love? Especially since the song came out in the 90s? Yeah, in the 90s. So I wonder what modern love means to David Bowie. I don't know. But it's very catchy. It always, I guess, my feet tapping, my head bobbing. Like, it's a good song for sure. And I'm a big fan. So I wanted to play that one. It's a bit long. It kind of runs on. That's always happens when I try and play that song. Like, it's like, goes on. Not that there's any problems with that, of course. But that was those last few songs there. And, you know, I can get back into the music. First off, I want to say this is DJ Mike OD, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Little station ID. And if you want to call me, please call me, actually. That'd be really fun, I think. That could be a good time. If you want to call me, though, please do. The number is 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. And for all you Medford, Somerville people, if you're very close to your local number, that one's 781-350-3264. That is 781-350-3264. Heck, if you even want to Skype, call me. I don't think I have, like, a video so you can see me in person, but I think you can Skype, like, a call. Heck, if you want a Skype call, our Skype username is WMFO-DJ. WMFO-DJ, like the little dash symbol. Excuse me. So I thought I would plug the phone number. I would love if folks called in. That'd be really cool, honestly. Because that'd be fun. I want to talk to y'all if I can figure out how to do the phones. The phones are kind of confusing. A bit of a system in here. So if you do call, I very much apologize if I can't pick your call up. But you know, we can try it. Let's see, guys. What do we want to play? I'm just going through my playlist right now. Very briefly. I'm trying to find one that I'm really is speaking to me right now in this moment. Ooh, got a goodie. Okay. I'm not a huge fan of this guy, Shawn Mendes. I'm not a huge fan. Like, a lot of modern. I'm not the kind of guy to say, like, I don't like modern music, but, like, Shawn Mendes. His music, I'm just always like, on it. He's very popular, obviously. Very popular these days. But I'm more on him. But this one song, though, I'm a big fan. The song is Lost in Japan. It's super catchy. And, like, it's honestly kind of like a little nice little story. Like, my friend, for some reason, it was, like, the first song that always played on my friend's playlist when she's in her car and she plugs her phone in. It's like, I mean, I'm sure you can kind of relate if any of you, like, listen to your own music in your car. Some cars just, like, pick up on, like, that first song, either the first song you added or the first song by, like, alphabetical, and it always play the same thing. It always happens, and a lot of cars have been in other people, and so this one, she just plays, like, her playlist, and I guess the first song she put on it was Lost in Japan, so she always plays it, and then, like, she's like, I'll just, like, play it, you know. And we'd play it, and that song just reminds me of good times with my friend. Kind of a sweet little story. That's why I like it so much. It cheers me up. Oh, it's a catchy song, but no, it's definitely very nice memories associated with it. Let's relive those memories, guys. Yeah, this next one's called Lost in Japan by Shawn Mendes on Word.
Take us one flight, we'd be in the same time zone. Looking through your timeline, seeing all the rainbows. I got an idea, and I know that it sounds crazy. I just wanna see ya. Oh, I gotta ask, do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can feel the tension. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you thinking right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'll only be a couple hours, and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise.
The only thing I'm thinking about is you now. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can't seem to get you off my mind. Let's get lost tonight. Let's get lost tonight. Baby, you and I can't seem to get you off my mind. Let's get lost tonight. Let's get lost tonight. Baby, you and I can't seem to get you off my mind. I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. I can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight, baby? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you and I. And I can't get you off my mind. Get you off my mind. I can't seem to get you off my mind.
Last two songs were Gonna Love Me by Teyana Taylor, and before that was Lost in Japan by Shawn Mendes. Two good songs, two bops, honestly. And that was probably the first like R&B kind of song I played. That little Teyana Taylor. I'm a big fan. She dropped a new album this summer, a part of Kanye West's Wyoming projects. My guy went up to Wyoming and produced 5 whole albums. It was crazy. His solo album, a collab album with Kid Cudi, Kid Tigos, my favorite album of the year. I already said it once, I'll say it again. I played some songs in here before. So the solo album, yay. That collab, Kid C Ghosts, with Kid Cudi. I believe the third one was, or the first, he did Pusha T's, Daytona. He did Nas, his album, Nasir. And then he did Teyana Taylor with KTSE, Keep That Same Energy. Super good albums. Like, all 5 are like, solid albums. Probably the weakest one was probably Nas's album, honestly, and he's a legend in the rap game, so it's kind of like, well, I mean, like, yeah, you come to give and take, but like, it's just like, it's never been done before. 5 albums in like one summer. I mean, he probably recorded them earlier, but like, it was all in one very short span. My guy did 5 whole albums, produced 5, rapped 2, like on like 2 whole albums, and then he did features another 3. It's just like absurd. So like, he's the greatest producer of all time. That's all I'm gonna say. All right, but those last two though, Gonna Love Me, Lost in Japan. Lost in Japan's a very good song, very good bop, kind of like a nice fun song. And Gonna Love Me is like a bit more of a soulful, R&B soul. It's under here on my screen under like the genre. Very good music though. Very good music. So it is currently 7:47. Let's do our little segment. Let's do it. Let's do it. Yes, it's time for What's the Word on a Word. What's the word Medford, kid, huh? What's the word Medford? If you're new to the show, this is whenever I kind of talk a little bit about like, what's the word of the week. Originally, I was thinking, like, oh, what's the word is a phrase, like, oh, what's the word, you know? Like, so what, it was just basically what is up. But a lot of like as I've been doing it, and not even people think it's just me, I've been sitting here like, okay, what is one word I can say? Because I say what's the word, and I get myself all confused. So, that's where I'm at with that. So what's the word, Medford, kid? Huh? I don't know. I did the Boston accent with it too, but it's super fun. I love doing the Boston accent. What's the word, Medford? What's the word? Honestly. Like, I'm going to say friendships have been the word for me. It's been, like, the week. This last week's been weird, guys. Been a weird week. Yeah, friends. I kind of realized where my priorities were. And I know, I mean, I already knew. It wasn't a surprise. My priorities are always with my friends, no matter what, over anything. And it's weird to say, but like, friends had to take the priority this week over like other things in my life. It was a weird week for me, boys and girls. It was a weird week. I don't want to get too much into like, personal situations, but like, so my friends are going through a tough time, and I've had to talk to both of them about this. Like, I've been going back and forth, been running ragged, I've been falling apart, been being torn apart, but that's just, like, what I need to do, it's what I've been doing. Like, I love my friends, I'd do anything for them, so that's kind of where I've been, this last week, since Sunday, Saturday now, since last Sunday. So like I said, I really does wrap up my week by saying, like, looking after friends has been the theme. And I had a final presentation, I had like my job all this week, but no, those are all kind of like, not even like, it wasn't like they're by the wayside, but they're just like, weren't as front and center as, oh, my friends are kind of in a bad spot, I want to look after them. And so that's what I was doing this week. Yeah, that's where I was at. But that happens. But we're here now. I can be with myself. Honestly, like, yes, it stinks no one's here with me, but I can kind of use this time. Definitely, it's almost therapeutic being in the studio, being back in the lab. I know I'm not a rapper. I love saying back in the lab. Go back in the lab. So, yeah. If you can't tell, my nose is all stuffy. I deeply apologize for all the coughing and, like, the snorting and stuff. If it's been obvious, I honestly do really apologize. I'm falling apart, boys. And girls, I don't want to say boys that much. Don't know why I'm saying it. I apologize, folks. Yeah, because the allergy's been killing me. I don't think I'm sick. If I am, it's not really the issue. The issue's like the allergies. That pollen's an absolute killer. And I also got about 3.5 hours of sleep. So, yes, that's what I'm working on right now. I'm going to go back to bed right after this. Ha-ha. I always think the best of myself. I'm like, I'm going to get up for my 7 o'clock show. I'm going to get my butt down to the gym because they're so close to the gym. I can see it. Yeah, I can see it from the window. I would need to kind of stand up and walk over the window, but I can see it from the window. That's how close we are, guys. It's like, I got a two-minute walk. 3-minute walk, like, no joke. It's that close. I could just run down and just get a little pump in. I don't know, though. I won't. But I could. All right. Let's get back to the tunes, guys. That's what we're really here for, isn't it? What should I play? Yeah, this is always the toughest part of my life, man. I'm just going through my playlist right now. Trying to figure out what song this, like, works for what I'm doing. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Yeah. Let's see here, guys. Let's see. Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, let's play this one. Another woman in music, which we'd love to see. We'd love to see it. Took the class, woman in music. Take it next fall. I highly recommend in the music department, guys. Another woman in music, though. I'm going to assume this one is a clean song. It says clean on Spotify, but that's not always hard and fast true, though. That's not always true. Like, there are some songs in there where they slip in words that, like, they don't claim to say in their song. It's like, oh, clean. I'm like, beautiful. Which, it's tricky. It's tricky, for sure. It's true, too. No. Not doing that. Okay. So, yes, we'll play this one. This next one, fantastic song from another fantastic woman in music. This one's called After the Storm by Kali Uchis. I'm sorry. I'm horrible at names normally. Kali Uchis. After the Storm, featuring my boy Tyler the Creator and someone else. I can't read because the thing's too long. But it's her featuring my boy Tyler the Creator and somebody else. So hope you enjoy it. You probably heard it before. It's a pretty well known song these days, I think. But yes, this is called After the Storm. Hope you like it.
Eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind. Just ain't the same.
feeling better, better than ever. Cause your umbrella, umbrella. Sun is beaming on me like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Camry. Cause you drive me candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yo, thanks Group Love. Appreciate it. I love the station IDs. I'm sorry. There's so many good ones, and it's a bummer because I only have to do one per hour, and I don't like I be pointless if I did more than one per hour. But they're super, super fun though. Group Love. I love it. But yeah, it is, unfortunately, guys, it is 7:58. We're coming down to it. I had super fun though. As always, of course. As always. It's been a fantastic show. I'm looking back on playlist. A short playlist. I talked a lot today, which is kind of surprising because my allergies kind of feeling, I'm feeling under the weather a wee bit. We didn't play many songs, actually. I'm going to play like 8 or 9. One, two, three, four. I'm going to play 8 songs. That's all I need sometimes, though. Oh, almost before I forget, tune in here at WMFO Saturday, May 4th. Tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9 bands and musicians. Please tune in to WMFO 915 for Live Music Day. I think it's Tufts' first ever Live Music Day, May 4th. And guess who's playing? 7 a.m. It's going to be this bum. So if you want to tune in a bit early, tune in 7 a.m. for not live music. Tune in for my Spotify playlist, 7 a.m. and then just stay until 9, then they'll be playing live music. I'm not actually helping out with that. We'll see, because I did get trained for that. I did get trained to help record live music with WMFO, and they asked for volunteers for that. So